is as sure as the sun rising in the day is that Professor Rangi Mātāmo is busy when it comes to Matariki time of the year. He's with us briefly this morning. He's got another hui coming up at 9 o'clock. Hey, Rangi, tēnā koe. It's always neat to have a kōrero. Tēnā koe, brother.
Morena, Dale. Always good to talk to you.
You're flat out like a lizard drinking, I bet, at this time of year, ahoa. What's the calendar looking like for you, mate, and who's been inviting you to share this rich kōrero that you've inspired us all with?
Kia ora. Well, this year, and I'm actually down here in Te Waipounamu at the moment, this year the national broadcast and celebration will be from Wānaka under the mana of Ngaitahu. So just here at the moment helping to set up for that and get ready for the broadcast. On top of that, it's just been, as per usual, a whirlwind of events, you know, and presentations, but not just in Aotearoa. We recently, you would have seen all of the Polynesian and Pacifica gathering in Hawaii recently, under the auspice of Matariki, actually, which was a theme. And we've recently come back from Tahiti, who had us invited us over there to talk Matariki. And, you know, the wonderful news is they've just pretty much recently have put themselves on a pathway to establishing their own Matariki holiday. So, yeah, those are the things that have been taking up my time recently.
Tēnā koe. The dark skies of Te Kapo, and now we tend to call it Wānaka, don't we? But perhaps it's the kōrero from Ngaitahu of Wānanga. And I wonder whether or not the association is with the night sky and the ability to read the cosmos from that viewing platform, if you will. What's the backdrop to Wānaka as far as a venue to celebrate Matariki in 24?
Matariki is a period of people coming together, and part of that is also to share knowledge and to look for a year ahead and to read the signs of the year. And so when I approached Ngaitahu to ask them if they would be keen to host a national broadcast, they said they'd like to, but they'd also like to come back to Wānaka, which was a place of wānanga. It was a place where they would come together and look at the sky and look at the signs of the season and discuss their many, share their rich and deep and meaningful kōrero. So it was their request to come here, and you know, we've been to the place that it's going to be celebrated, and it was a beautiful, beautiful morning sky yesterday here, and hopefully we get the same view. We just saw the first glimpses of Matariki yesterday, so we were quite elevated and high, and it's just starting to appear now above the horizon before the sun rises. So by the time we get to the celebration date on the 28th, it should be quite lovely and visible.
Yeah, kia ora. You're being drawn from pillar to post, if I can use that expression. Everyone wants a bit of your time. And you can't be the only senior kai kōrero about Māori and Matariki. Are there others who are bolstering the pool of knowledgeable communicators, Rangi, who can assist you in this regard so that we can share the magic of Matariki more widely?
There are, and that's been one of my real big goals, I think, recently, is the fact that I've been fortunate enough to share the knowledge and share the experiences I've had, but it needs to be much broader than just an individual person, and I'm really excited to see how many iwi are bringing forth their own iwi narratives and understandings. And there are the likes of our navigators, Hotu Kerr and Jack Thatcher, who do a wonderful job talking about their connection and understanding of the new year, particularly in relationship to navigation. There's the likes of Che Wilson in Ngāti Rangi, who talks about puanga. You've got the Ngaitahu connections, likes of Victoria Campbell. There's Pauline Harris from Ngāti Kahununu, who also talks about Matariki. So there's a growing group of people that are engaging in this space, and I really love the fact that they're bringing forth their regionalised understandings of the Māori New Year. And I think that that diversity gives us strength because it brings our localised iwi connections to the forefront. So, yeah, it's wonderful to see that happening.
Kapai, I'll let you go because I know you've got another hui at 9, and thank you for taking our call on short notice. But as we get closer to, or amidst the period of Matariki acknowledgement, hope you'll allow us to have a bit more a thorough kōrero about where this is all heading.
Absolutely.
I see that Matariki events are attracting record crowds across the country, and that's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Rangi. What have you got on at 9 o'clock, brother?
I've got a organisation meeting getting ready for the event that's happening. We've got a few dignitaries coming into town next week, and so I need to make sure that it's all organised and supporting Ngāi Tahu, who are just doing a wonderful job. So it's such a privilege to be here working alongside them. And Dale, I hope you know you get out and celebrate Matariki this year. There's so many wonderful events happening. I know you will. I know you'll be there, but just encouraging all of our listeners and all of our, you know, our people across the nation. This is something that's unique and special to us. It's connected to us. It's where we are in the world. It's more than just Māoridom, you know. We've got 60% of the country did something to celebrate because the principles are universal. Collectivity, coming together, celebrating who we are and who we hope to be. And I hope people really latch onto that this year and get out and celebrate Matariki.
Tēnā koe. I'll be doing just that, and I know you will be with your lovely whānau too. Thanks very much, Rangi. Good talking again.
Kia ora, ewa.
Ngā mihi. Professor Rangi Mātāmoa.